Why did I start the podcast? Well, there are people out there who are so busy that they forget how special they are. And I'd like this podcast to be their reminder.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Mocha Time, the podcast where we take some time out of our busy lives to get a drink and reflect on both the world around us and ourselves. I'm your host, Mr. Mocha, and tonight's choice of beverage is a luxury hot chocolate from Costa. It's been -2 to -3 degrees up in Newcastle. What better drink to warm yourself up with than a hot chocolate? It's been a good week otherwise. I had a Viva Voce just today, and ironically enough, it warmed up my vocal cords. But I have to say honestly, it feels good to be recording more frequently. I feel as though the podcast can now take on the form of a narrative, one that flows much better than it used to. And since I made a commitment to release episodes every week as opposed to every 2 weeks, it puts more pressure on me to be more organized, and not to leave things until the last minute. Which leads me to today's topic. As you all know, the theme for this month is self-improvement. Our topic for today is how not to procrastinate. And with that, let's sit, take a sip, and get right into it. Last week, we talked about New Year's resolutions. We talked about how some people felt pride and excitement when it came to their New Year's resolution. We also talked about how some people felt skeptical about them because they felt as though resolutions in of themselves don't hold that much weight to make a significant change. When it came down to it, we noticed that achieving your New Year's resolution really comes down to effective goal setting, making goals measurable, attainable, and above all, meaningful to us. But one thing I do want to touch on is a couple of steps forward from goal setting, actually performing actions. Making movements towards achieving the goal, but above all, not hesitating to make those movements. In other words, not procrastinating. Because when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, we all procrastinate from time to time, or we've all procrastinated at some point in our personal, academic, or professional lives, in one instance or another. Because when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, we all procrastinate from time to time. We've all procrastinated at some point in our personal, academic, or professional lives in one instance or another. And we have the tendency to procrastinate over a range of different things, from small things like getting out of bed in the morning to get ready for the day, to larger things like putting off an assignment you've been given at university because you've got more time than you realise. Now, despite the different scenarios that we procrastinate in, what you tend to find is a bit of a pattern with a very similar end result: stress, anxiety, being rushed around, and sometimes quite literally we find it a little bit hard to breathe. So why do we still procrastinate? Why do we do that when we know it isn't good for us? Well, I can say this much. It isn't for fun. Although the question then begs another to ask, well, why do any of us do anything that isn't good for us? Whether we realise it or not, we all have habits that, to a certain extent, do not help us, rather hinder us in our progression. Some of us pursue relationships with others who don't necessarily support us in the way that we need or we deserve. Some of us have diets which we know don't help us, but we indulge in them anyway. And back to the topic at hand, some of us stress ourselves out needlessly and leave all the work close to the deadline. Late nights, barely sleeping, getting sick. And we say, I'll never do that again. Now, I can personally recall a time in my first year of university where I slept on the library sofa and woke up at 5 in the morning. As you can imagine, I haven't done that since. But it certainly illustrates a picture. I believe we involve ourselves in all of those habits because our perception of reality, at some point, or to some extent, is not in alignment with what reality actually is. And sometimes that tends to be because we see things through a filter. People who chronically procrastinate will describe themselves as lazy or disorganized. Or they say they just don't care enough. Now, whilst that might be the case in very few instances, I don't particularly buy into that. I've come across many individuals in my lifetime, and I find that they're intelligent, hardworking, and capable of doing the work that they've been tasked with. They just don't do it at the right time. Already, you can start to see how that difference in of itself between what people may think and what reality actually is comes into play. They think that they're disorganized and lazy, but in reality, from a completely objective standpoint, they're not. And what this illustrates is that sometimes we see things through lenses that stop us from seeing the truth of the matter. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you ever think to yourself, what if I did this? What are all the ways it could possibly go wrong? Do you ever think to yourself, I don't want those people who are important to me to be disappointed? Maybe it's, if I do well, then people will expect more of me, and that's going to be more stress and pressure, and I don't think I can take that. Or maybe it's, if this isn't done perfectly, it's not worth doing at all. Sometimes we think this way because there was a time in our lives in which we were put in that position. So we appraise situations like these and think of them as exactly the same, in the sense that they'll play out exactly the same as they did before. Sometimes we haven't experienced it, but we have a fear of that playing out in reality as it has done in our minds. In the grand scheme of things, even if a situation seems similar to what we've experienced or envisioned, we have the capacity to change its outcome. We have the capacity to shift our perspective from one which limits us and makes us see the world through tinted lenses that discolor our sight, to clear lenses, ones which let us see things for what they truly are. For as long as we see things the way we picture them in our minds, we can only ever enjoy life to that extent, and sometimes that can be limited. Sometimes we have to take life for what it is, as opposed to what we might think it to be. We have to reflect on the reasons why we procrastinate. There is a reason for everything, even if that reason doesn't immediately come to mind. So, we have to spend time reflecting on why it is that we procrastinate. If we are to fix a habit, we must understand why the fault is there exactly. That can be scary because looking inside oneself can be a daunting and intimidating thing. But it's something we must all do from time to time, myself included. So, what I want you to do is the following. Think to yourself, what small goal do I have coming up? Is it my New Year's resolution? Is it an assignment? Once you've identified that, then I want you to do something differently. Instead of procrastinating, launch yourself into your work, be that in writing or honestly preparing. Like I said last week, we aren't superhuman, but that doesn't make us any less capable of doing things that are indeed super. All of us have this innate drive to do amazing things, and sometimes fear can hold us back. But by acknowledging that fear, and by shifting the way that we see things, we can move on and not procrastinate. We can all imagine and achieve what we want to, and they don't have to be mutually exclusive. And we'll all find that, a lot of the time, how we imagined it all in our minds isn't what it is in reality. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. As per usual, I'd like to thank the artists, whom without, I would not be able to produce this episode with. You can find their details in the description of this episode, as per usual. I've been your host, Mr. Mocha. Tune in next week for another episode on this month's theme, self-development. It's been a pleasure talking to you all. See you next time.
How do I finish off this episode? Just remember that you are so much more than you think you are, even if it doesn't feel that way. Because remember, there was never a rainbow without a bit of rain first. Thank you. Thank you.